Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Phil with us today, and Phil has been 36 years with complete abstinence from alcohol and any and all mind and mood altering substances. And his hope for us is that if there's anybody out there that struggles with addiction, that they can hear and learn about ways to live with clean time. So welcome, Phil.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. It's good to have you on our program today. As we know, just looking through our lovely city, that the problems of addiction and alcoholism are getting worse.
It sure looks that way, you know, when you drive downtown. It's not getting better.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been clean 36 years. Can you even remember what it's like to be in that situation?
Well, I think that's one of the main reasons I stay clean and continue to attend meetings is I remember all too well what it was like, and I get a reminder every time I go downtown.
Mm-hmm. What was it like the first time you walked through the doors of a recovery group?
I was very conflicted. I was hoping I would learn that I didn't really have a problem and that
right.
I didn't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I could go back out and get high.
Yeah.
And what I learned was, very quickly, was that the program was almost like written for me. It was almost like they knew me, and I couldn't deny that, you know, the literature was talking about me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you describe addiction in a medical sense to our listeners?
Well, I think that some of the medical opinions have been kind of evolving.
Mm-hmm.
But the understanding that I am under is that addiction is recognized as a disease, and I don't know, it kind of makes sense to me. I mean, it's hard for people to understand who aren't addicted, but when you are addicted, it makes more sense. I mean, you know, otherwise people, I think, have a tendency to jump into character assassination. Oh, no, you do drugs because you're a bad person.
It's, right.
You know, it's not a medical condition, but in fact it is. And many people have become addicted as a result of receiving treatment and pain medications for injuries and surgeries and different medical problems, and as a result have fallen into active addiction. And, you know, how do you explain that? They weren't bad people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That is the understanding that I am under, and it makes the most sense to me.
Yeah. And after 36 years, wow. I mean, that's you've watched this community for a long, long time. Have you seen some people that maybe needed the help of the recovery but weren't truly addicts, that didn't need to stay there forever, or that were actually just needed the support of community?
Maybe a little bit of that, but you know, most of the people who attend the meetings are there because, well, sure, they need it, but most of all, they want it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the interesting thing about the program is the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous have always only been there for people who want it.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many people who need it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's critical that the people who are there are the ones that want it. And you know, the people who volunteer by chairing meetings or getting involved in the service structure, they're all volunteers. No one's paid, and
mm-hmm.
they are only there because they want to help spread the message of recovery so that other people who want to learn about complete abstinence can come to the meetings and hear that message and learn how to live abstinent and, you know, aspire to a quality of living.
Mm-hmm. And to be abstinent even after your many years of recovery, is it a constant thought every day? I have to think, what do I do to stay abstinent?
Well, yeah. Like at no point do you ever become, you know, recovered, past tense. That maybe happens for furniture, but not for human beings, at least not in my experience. I've had people try to convince me that I should try CBD because I have joint pain. Oh, it doesn't get you high, or it's medicine. Or people trying to tell me that I should, smoke the new medical marijuana because it has medical benefits and it's not the same as the old stuff. And
So it's still a slippery slope for those in addiction.
Slippery slope, and I have to basically cut myself from the herd when I am, even to this day, when I'm subjected with people who insist on abusing drugs, no matter what that drug be it alcohol or whatever, I cut myself from the herd. I stick with people who are in recovery, and I don't hang out in bars. I don't go to the drug dealer's house to listen to music or any of those kinds of things, you know. I have to live clean and sober, and I have to surround myself with people who are of like mind. Not everybody in recovery shares that view, but, I'm clean 36 years. I want to remain clean, and, I just don't have a lot of patience for that. I like putting myself at risk like that. I just, why would I do that to myself at this stage, at any stage, right?
Yeah. Well, there's enough self-love and self-care and practice. Like you have good habits now of practice to choose different ways. But for people who were just starting out, where do they find that first step or that first hand to reach out to?
Well, that's the hardest part, I think, is for the person in that situation to actually reach out, because, you know, it's funny, when you're actively using, you know, you'll network, you'll meet people who are in the drug world who will help keep you in supply, whether that be, you know, using buddies or dealers or what have you. You're networking in that way, but now all of a sudden you're in recovery and it's like, oh, God, I'm scared to meet people. Well, you know, a lot of these people are the same people that you would have been running with out there, but now they're clean and sober. So, you know, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And, you know, for anybody in that situation, I would recommend, calling the number. And there's also online help. I can supply those addresses and reach out there. Unfortunately, there's some meetings still running right now, but, of course, all the COVID protocols apply. Some of the meetings are shut down because of this virus, but which is unfortunate, but it's necessary given the situation. People are still doing recovery. At least there's approximately 200 people in Prince George in Narcotics Anonymous who are committed to their personal recovery and who attend meetings. Unfortunately, we lost about a third of our membership to this virus, because the first lockdown, the meetings were all shut down.
Right.
But now it's been recognized as an essential service.
Right.
So they're being allowed to continue so long as protocols are followed.
Mm-hmm.
So they are there. Not all of them are running, and a few have moved to new locations recently. So the number in the helpline is probably the best way to go today. And I think, I don't know, something that kind of sticks in my mind is I guess I kind of used to hope someone would care enough to try to help me or save me, but no one was coming. Help wasn't coming, and I pretty much had to pull up myself by my own bootstraps. And when I say that, what I mean is I had to reach out my hand. I couldn't expect people to reach out for me. I had to reach out my hand. And sometimes my hand got slapped, but you know what? when I was actively using and homeless and destitute and derelict, I mean, I was pretty much doing everything on my own steam anyway. So, you know, like if you're a self-starter and, you know, I know from what I've seen, like people in addiction have no problem with commitment. They're very committed to getting high every day and, you know, making those same unhealthy choices every day. So
Phil, you learn to use a lot of the things the techniques that you used in addiction, you can turn them around and use them to your benefit in recovery.
That's where I was going, exactly. You know, people who are in addiction are not weak people. I mean, it takes real determination to stay out there this time of year, day after day, day in, day out, all day, all night, and, you know, and live that lifestyle. It's a tough lifestyle. And if you're that kind of tough and you put 40% of that energy into your recovery, you're going to do really good. You're going to do really well.
Mm-hmm.
Straight back in recovery, I swear.
And when you've been in recovery, have you ever left the recovery scene in the 36 years, or have you been just like steady with it? Did you ever have slips?
No, I have been completely abstinent. I've had plenty of opportunity because, you know, it's kind of the social lubricant, if you will. You know, I've had drugs and alcohol offered to me many, many times, but you know, that's what I used to do when I was out there. I wasn't particularly fussy about what would get me high. More was always better, and yours was even better than that. And you know, whatever I could pretty much get my hands on within reason. And so, you know, I have no misgivings whatsoever about my personal situation. I need to be completely abstinent from all mind and mood altering drugs, and that's of critical importance to me. If I just pick up even one, it will be, as they say, one is too many and 1,000 is never enough. Once I get rolling, there's no stopping me, and it gets ugly fast. And that was my history. I mean, okay, it's, you know, 36 years ago, but I remember very clearly having nothing, going nowhere, being unemployable, and having people basically scorn you for not being clean, you know, I mean, you know, body.
There's a shame to it.
Well, yeah, you know, like the dirty clothes and the stink and the dirty hair and the, and just, you know, having, not having access to good food, running water, a roof over my head, heated space to live in, never mind internet, telephone, any of those things.
Yeah, wow, wow.
It's amazing to me now, you know, I see people coming in and they have nothing.
Yes.
But they do have a cell phone these days.
Yes.
With the drug dealer on.
Oh, man. Phil, we're going to have to go to a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the 12-step recovery in NA. We'll be right back.